In just a minute, Bill turns to a life of rhyme. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Peter, according to a British medical journal, the British Medical Journal, doctors tend to misdiagnose patients if those patients are what?
Stabbing them.
You're actually close. Just back off a little bit.
If those patients are screaming at them.
Yeah, if they're rude.
Okay.
If you were rude, you have a 42% higher chance of being misdiagnosed by your doctor.
That's stupid.
Exactly. So if you give your doctor grief about having to wait 2 hours to see him for just 5 minutes and how cold his hands are, don't be surprised if the doctor then tells you you're dying of plague and leaves. According to the study, the extra effort doctors spend on rude patients distracts them from making sense of all the clinical data. So be nice to your doctor and ask for a second opinion, you know?
But what if they're rude?
Then they're
There's
doctors.
There's no Yelp for doctors.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Just consider the surgical instrument they leave in your torso a special parting gift, you know?
There is Yelp for doctors, though. Can't
is there
you?
Yelp?
I think you can Yelp doctors. Yeah.
You can Yelp
Do
doctors.
It. Get on there.
So if you're a doctor and there's Yelp reviews of doctors and you're sensitive to your Yelp reviews, your incentive as a doctor is to be either really, really great to your patients or kill them.
Right. This doctor has no Yelp reviews.
That's right.
Peter, people tend to complain that Congress doesn't do anything important, but Representative Pete Sessions is proving them all wrong with a new bill that he has introduced that would declare what a national treasure?
Congress.
That would be awesome. I don't think it would pass.
His wife.
No, that would be gracious.
Yeah. May I have a hint, please?
Yes. It's like abracadabra, legislative dysfunction is gone.
He would declare magic?
Yes.
A national treasure?
Magic. A national treasure and valued art form.
Wow, I did not think there was a way
for
Congress to get less popular.
Yes.
So they hooked themselves up with magicians.
Yes, I know. Representative Sessions and six other Republicans introduced this bill. It would categorize magic acts as, quote, a rare and valuable art form and a national treasure, unquote. David Copperfield is a sponsor of the bill. Plus, and I swear this is true, a guy back in Texas who is both a Republican politician and a practicing magician who performs as Clinky the Magic Clown. And the idea is that if magic is declared to be art, magicians can qualify for government grants.
Oh,
my God. So that means Lockheed is going to start making $4 million top hats and the rabbits will explode while still inside.
Well, did you see the video with the I think it was the baboon or the, it went viral. The monkey was like, oh, you know, like really surprised. So maybe they're on to something.
And the magician was like, finally, someone who's impressed.
But even then, the female baboons were like, we're not that interested. Damn it. And for every species, none of the females are impressed with my magic.